Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have that are bigger than your brain can process, those questions that you really need to go to guidance to get your answers. So if you have any questions, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. Okay, let me try to do two things at once, which is never a good idea, because then I kind of lose track of where I am. So bear with me for just a minute. I like to post information about the shows with some groups on Facebook, and I usually do it before the show starts. But today I'm not running along the same timelines as I usually am, and that's okay. But it just means that things are a little off. So this show is supposed to be about... Spirit is an interesting aspect of our existence. And, you know, different people have different ideas of what it means, you know, the whole idea of spirit and what spirit is supposed to mean in your life. You may have been raised in a religion where you were taught that you're always supposed to kind of be submissive to spirit because spirit is more than you. Which is interesting because over the years, you know, I've had this direct connection with my guidance, with spirit, with my higher self. And one thing they say to me over and over and over again is that we're equal. They never tell me that they are more than I am. They never tell me that I have to be submissive, that I have to bow down to them, that I always have to do what they say. They usually tell me that I have choices. I can do what they advise me to do, or I can do whatever I darn well please. And no matter what choice I make, they will always love me. But they also tell me that the choice that they are giving me is the one that's for my highest good. Now, I don't always want to do what's for my highest good. Haven't figured out how to completely eliminate that one yet, but I'm working on it. But no matter what choice I make, no matter how things turn out, I know that spirit loves me. And that love is never ending. It's eternal. There is no way that I can ever be disconnected from that love. So when you think about spirit, think about someone who in your life was always there for you, who always loved you, who no matter what you'd done, no matter what you'd screwed up, no matter how horrendous it had been, still loved you. They didn't necessarily like you in the moment, but the love was there, because the love is never ending. And to me, that's what spirit is. It's that beautiful, warm, and wonderful love. It's like when DC Love and I do the Mornings with Jesus, and at the end of the show, we talk about, oh, well, I'm wrapped in my cozy little blanket now, and I can feel the love. That's the love that we get from spirit. That's the love that all of the beautiful divine beings who are always working with us have for us. That is the love that we are actually entitled to have in our lives. So if you don't have that kind of love, then connect with spirit. Connect with your guidance, your team, the ones who work with you, and ask them to fill you with that love, because they will. They're always so willing to help us and to show us what love really is. Because we really are not designed to go through life alone. We're not designed to suffer and struggle and go through all of that stuff that we were taught that we are designed to do, but that's not true. We're designed to reach an understanding about ourselves, about life, about everything, and to know that we are loved. We are love, and we are loving. So that's just a given in our lives. So if you have questions about your connection with your guidance, about who you really are, about how to find that love for yourself, then feel free to give me a call. Again, the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. One of the things that I love about the work that I do is that I'm always being guided to ways of making it better. Let me turn this off. Yeah, that's much better. I'm always asking my guidance for ways for me to be better, for the work that I do to be better, for me to provide what people really need. And they're always doing that, and they're always showing me how to expand who I am, expand what I do, expand the benefits that the people who work with me are getting. So I don't just learn a particular method of healing and stick with that method and do the same thing over and over and over and over without ever changing anything. That's never been my way. I've learned so many different methods. And every time I learn one, I think, well, that would be even better if I took this from what I learned from this other method and put it in with this. And if I did this and tweak this, and I'm always changing things. I'm always upgrading them. Sometimes I downgrade them, but then I catch on to the fact that I've downgraded them. And so I stop doing that. But it's all about evolving. And that's what each and every one of us is doing in our lives. We are evolving. We are becoming more. We are becoming better. And it's part of that quest for perfection in some ways, although I've given up the whole idea of perfection because everything is always changing. So even if it's perfect right in that moment, in the next moment, something has changed and you can make it even better. So that whole idea of perfection is an ending. Our our lives don't have endings. We are constantly in the flow. We are constantly changing. There is nothing about us that ends. So searching for perfection is really looking for something that is not going to allow you to evolve any further. Because if you are perfect, then what's there to improve? So I've kind of, you know, changed my whole perceptions about perfection. And I'm willing to accept that in this moment I am absolutely perfect. And in the next moment something will change and I get to be perfect again. So it becomes part of my evolution instead of a stagnant stage of being. And for a lot of people, perfection becomes stagnant. They think that in this moment they've achieved perfection and so they stay in that moment forever. And you've known people like that. I've known people who've had the same hairdo for 40, 50 years because they achieved perfection as far as their hairdo and they never, ever change it. And you look at them and you look at their hair and you wonder, well, why don't they ever want to do something different? Why don't they ever want to move into, you know, 2016 as far as their hair? But that's because they have achieved perfection. And once you achieve perfection, you can't do anything to change or you're stepping out of perfection. So look at your life. What are the things that you continue to do, that you have continued to do for year after year after year after year? Because you finally achieved perfection. And it's actually keeping you stagnant. It's actually keeping you from becoming who you are here to become. So that's one of the wonderful things that Spirit teaches me, is that I'm always moving forward. I'm always becoming more. So over the last month, they've had me add two more websites. And I had some reservations about that. For one thing, adding websites is, it's not really that complicated, but it can be kind of time consuming. And when they had me add the two new websites, I had to change the old website. So the websites, each one has kind of its own little unique purpose. But then they are tied together in certain ways. And so I had to go in and take things out of the old website, which I'd been using for I don't know how many years. But I have a lot of pages in that website. You can't see most of the pages in that website because they've been removed from the navigation. But there are a lot of pages in that website. And so I'm going through and removing more pages and changing things around and adding the things that need to be added and then setting up these two new websites. So one of the new websites is called Infinity Healing for Women. And I really like that one. I really like the way that it looks. It's very elegant and kind of polished and with more of the feminine side coming out. And then another one that I added is Divinely Guided Infinity Healing. .net. And that one's more general about infinity healing and how it can change your life and all of that sort of stuff. So I'm evolving these websites. And then the one that I've had all this time, divinelyguidedhealing.com, I've taken most of the infinity healing stuff off of that website and made it more about the divine guidance, about being a conscious channel, about the mornings with Jesus. So it's flowing more along that connection with Spirit kind of an aspect of my life. So you might want to check out, you know, my websites, and there's all kinds of interesting things. Like I'm going to be doing a summit on May the 15th is when I've scheduled for it to start, and it'll be talking with people who are living their passions. So then you have an opportunity to learn how these people ever achieve that goal of living their passions. And I'm hoping that you'll be able to get wonderful information, and there'll be free gifts, and there won't be anything for sale in the summit. It's merely information and the free gifts for you. It's a way of allowing you to learn what it is that's right for you by hearing how these other people have created lives that they love, created the lives that are bringing them the enjoyment and the money and everything else that they desired, so that you know that you can do it too. Because spirit doesn't put limitations on us. We do that ourselves. And so if someone else can achieve it, then you can achieve it too. Sometimes you may have to work even harder than they did, because some people are following their gifts. And I advise everyone to follow their gifts, because it just makes it easier. But some of us are stubborn and pig-headed, and we don't want to follow our gifts, and we don't want it to be easy, and that's absolutely fine, because it is your choice, it's your journey. Another thing that I'm doing is I'm going to be teaching people how to do infinity healing. So for that one, you have to go to the infinityhealingforwomen.com website and click on the Learn Infinity Healing. And that's going to start, I think, on May the 21st. So all of the information about that is on that website, including the cost and all of that stuff that you might want to know. But learning the Infinity Healing is actually a four-month process, because I don't want to just teach you Infinity Healing. I also want to clear up any issues you have so that you have the confidence and the self-assurance to actually do the healing that you've learned. And then I have an eight-week on setting up your own websites and starting your healing practice on the internet, and giving you all the tips and all of the resources that I've learned over the years so that you can be successful at your new business. So if you wanted to learn infinity healing and get yourself confidence and all of the information you need to start your business, then this is a wonderful way for you to do it. And so it's going to run from, like I said, May the 21st, and I think it ends sometime in September. And during that time, you're going to have two sessions with me where you get to show me what you've learned, and then I let you know anything that I see that you might need to change or ways of improving. There's also attunements for bringing in the ability to do the infinity healing. You get attunements for that. So my training has two attunements, one at the beginning and one at the end. So by the end, you are actually more open to the infinity healing. So the second attunement will actually be more intense than the first attunement. So this is what my spirit is guiding me to do. These are the changes that I am making in my life. I am teaching people how to do the infinity healing. I am going to have a summit where these people are going to discuss how they have come to live their passions. This year, my guidance was all about making my life bigger, allowing myself to be seen, to be known, to be out there. In fact, I'm also getting a new radio show, which should start, I think, next week, and it's part of LA Talk Radio, and so I'm going to be reaching more and more people. I'm still going to have the shows on Blog Talk for now, but I'm also going to be branching out, doing more, getting more known, doing more things. I'm even getting more involved in the church that I belong to, which is a universalist church, a UU church. People in UU churches know what UU stands for. And I'm going to be speaking at the church on the 22nd of May, talking about seeing what you believe. And so that's another way that I'm reaching out there, that I'm getting connected. I mean, I'm writing and I'm going to be in the book Guided by the Light, which is coming out. I think it's May the 10th or May the 20th. I think it's the 10th. And again, that's something that guidance guided me to do so that I could step out there, so that I could get bigger, so that I could evolve my life. And so when you connect with spirit and you start listening to the guidance you receive, then they are going to guide you in ways of making your life bigger, getting out there, being seen, being heard, being who you truly are, expressing your gifts and being comfortable with it. I know that my particular journey with spirit, when I finally decided to actually start listening to spirit, and that was over 8 years ago, when I used the automatic writing and I started asking questions and getting answers. And then I wanted more answers, and so I asked more questions. And sometimes I look at I have file folders of papers where I was writing questions and getting answers. And I didn't put them in any particular order, and I usually didn't even date them, so I can't go back and put them in any kind of order and put it into a book or something so that people could learn, like Neil Donald Walsh did with Conversations with God. But those are my conversations with God, and I was learning the things that I needed to learn, and it was so beneficial to me. And I encourage anyone who is wanting to have a more intimate relationship with your guidance, with your team, with the Holy Spirit, whatever name you want to have for them, to try the automatic writing. And the instructions for that are still on my website, divinelyguidedhealing.com, under the free things or free stuff or whatever name I gave it. And one of the things on there is the automatic writing. That has really been life-changing for me. I have learned so much about myself from doing that automatic writing. And it's interesting because I still do it. I usually just have conversations in my head, especially if I'm in the car driving. It seems to be a great time to talk to them. But sometimes I do sit down and I actually either type a message or write in a book. And I have several books now. And ask questions about my life, and then listen to the answers that I'm receiving. And it's interesting that a lot of times they'll tell me that the answer that I'm looking for is right there. It's right there inside of me. And at the moment they tell me that, I have no idea what they're talking about. I'm like, if the answer was in me, I would already know it and I wouldn't be asking you questions. Yes, the ego still kicks in sometimes, but it's amazing to me that within usually 5 or 10 minutes, I will see the answer. So when they tell me that I have the answer and I don't see the answers, there's really nothing for me to get upset about, because I know that within 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to see the answer. I'm going to suddenly realize something, or I'm going to be guided to something on the internet, or someone's going to call me, or I'm going to hear a song, but I'm going to get the answer. I always get my answers. And so do you. The only thing is that most of the times we don't realize that we're getting the answers. And a lot of people never actually ask the questions. And you don't have to be shy about asking. Your guidance really wants to assist you. They really want to be there for you. They really want to make a difference in your life. That's part of their purpose. And so it's not like you're imposing on them when you're asking these things. You're actually allowing them to do what they're here to do. So don't hesitate to ask. seriously, don't hesitate to ask. Your guidance is there for you. And there is nothing more important to them than being there for you. It's amazing how we have these incredible resources and we never tap into them because we don't really believe that it's there for us. We might believe that it's there for everybody else in the whole world, but we can think of a million reasons why it is not there for us. And the truth of the matter is that it is there. It's there for each and every one of us, and that will never, ever change. So if you have questions, start asking and allow yourself to receive the answers. Because God loves you. God is there for you. And all of those beautiful spiritual beings are waiting to assist you. Because you are that important. So let's go to the caller from area code 484. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Tonetta. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're welcome, Tonetta. What can I do for you?
I have a love question I would like to ask.
Okay.
I would like to know if I'm going to get any contact coming from Nick anytime soon and if there's going to be a third date or not.
Okay, let's see what guidance wants to say about that. Okay, so the first thing they're saying is that you really like Nick, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying relax. Because if you get all worried and stressed out about it, then you're actually pushing Nick away, and that's not really what you want to do. So let me see if they're going to tell me anything about what Nick. Oh, Nick likes you. Okay. Nick likes you. And you like Nick. So, yeah, there's potential there for it to move forward. Don't get so wrapped up in it that you stop having fun. Because it's when you're having fun that that beautiful personality of yours bubbles up. And that's what he likes about you. He likes it when you are being yourself. So don't stress. Just be when you're with him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he hasn't had any contact with me since the last date, which was April the 5th.
Okay, let's see what's going on in Nick's life, then, or at least what they'll tell us.
Right.
Okay, something did happen. They're not telling me exactly what it was. But he's sorting it out. And he'll probably be contacting you within the next 2 weeks is what they're saying.
Okay, within 2 weeks or 2 weeks?
Within the next 2 weeks is what they're saying.
Okay. Now, once he contacts me, are we going to go back to dating and getting things on track, or is it going to be still this wishy-washy behavior?
Well, the whole wishy-washy thing was because something came up in his life that he had to deal with. So that really wasn't about you and how he feels about you. That was his life and what he actually needed to deal with.
Okay. Because he did text me a day after the second date and said that I was too intense and he wasn't sure. And then I never heard nothing back from him.
Well, that's why you just need to be yourself and to have fun. And not to put the pressure, because there is no pressure. Whether things work with you and him or not, there's no pressure. He's not the only man in the world. So part of your learning to just relax and be. And the more you can do that, the more appealing and attractive you are to him.
Okay.
So what are you afraid of when it comes to relationships?
Wasting my time. I wasted a lot of time with a couple different people that I wish I didn't waste my time with, and I can't get them years back. I can't get the time back.
So what were you looking for in these relationships that you weren't finding, but you were sticking with it because you weren't ready to let it go? Why do you grab hold so tightly?
I was looking for a husband, a marriage, children, family.
Okay. And what are you looking for now?
The same thing. And I had talked to Nick about that before we even went out on the first date, because we met on a dating site, and I told him what my expectations were, what I was looking for. I wanted to make sure we were on the same page. And I thought everything was fine.
Okay. So would you like to do a little, infinity healing work on being more flexible, more open in relationships so that it's not so intense? It's almost like you're driven when you're with someone, and that drive to actually, I got to have the marriage, I got to have the kids, I got to have the family. That's very intimidating for a lot of people.
Okay.
So would you like to kind of let go of that need to have that drive and just flow with life?
I guess. I mean.
Well, you can see how you feel when you let it go. And if you don't like how you feel when you let it go, you can just take it back. It's always your choice. Okay, so we're going to do something. It's called infinity healing, and I will ask you questions, and then when you say yes, I will tell you to take deep breaths. Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing the intensity that you have around dating, relationships, marriage, children, all of that stuff that you want in your life that is so intense that it's actually frightening to other people? So if you'd like to let go of the intensity and allow yourself to have the things that you desire without having to fight or push in order to get them. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that the men who are attracted to you are attracted to you because you guys are similar, because that's what makes the attraction. And so there's nothing you need to do to get it all in writing, to nail it all down, to have an official document as quickly as possible, or any of that stuff. Because if they were not attracted to you, they would not be around you. So it's okay for you to just relax and be when you are with them. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to just have fun, to just enjoy being with the people you're with without any of the strings or obligations or chains or anything else that you need to have, that you can just live in the moment and enjoy being with the people that you are with? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for letting go of the need to be in charge, to be in control of everything that's happening with everybody that it's happening with, to just give yourself permission to take time off and just be you, the beautiful, wonderful, magical you? And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. So how do you feel?
I feel good.
Now, when you think about Nick, is it less intense now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Because there's nothing for you to worry about. Because no matter who it is, you are going to find Mr. Wonderful, and you are going to create the life that you truly want to have. And there's
right.
no need to fight about it. There's no need to be like this bulldozer, you know, going through and shoving and, okay, I've cleared the path. Now, everybody get in line, you know.
Yes,
you don't need to worry about
that. I just
that.
Hope that I didn't scare Nick too far away. I mean, I think I did scare him. He did run, but I'm hoping I, you know, didn't do too much damage.
Well, even if Nick never comes back, and they're still showing you that he's going to show back up, there are also going to be some other gentlemen who are going to be coming into your life too, and it looks like this will be fairly soon, maybe a month or so.
Okay.
So he's not the only choice. He's not the only option.
But he's a good choice. I really liked him. I liked everything about him. You know, I really did.
And I understand that. And it's wonderful that you feel that way about him, but don't make it so important.
Okay.
Because he really is not the only choice you will ever have. Now, you can choose to see him as, you know, the best choice for now, and that's
mm-hmm.
fine. But that doesn't mean that you have to, you know, get a shackle around his ankle and chain him up so he can't get away.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not the kind of energy that you want to put into your relationship. You want him to be there because he chooses to be there.
Right, and that's the other thing. I thought maybe he ran away because he found somebody else. That was my other concern.
No, I'm seeing that it was a situation in his life that he had to deal with.
Okay.
And just
okay.
Be.
Okay.
Okay. So you don't need to be intense anymore. You can just be you.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much for helping me, and I will be back in touch, and I'll let you know how things are going.
Wonderful. And don't forget to just have a good time.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And that's something that we often forget about, especially when we are looking at our goals in life, our goals for the moment, and we become so intensely attached to them that they become all-consuming. And if that goal is a person and you are in that all-consuming energy, a lot of people are going to run from that. And I mean, who could really blame them? Sometimes it's like people you meet are like, they're like puppies, and they're there, and they're just, oh, please pet me, pet me, pet me, pet me, love me, love me, love me, love me, play with me, play with me, play with me. You know how intense a puppy can be, and they're just like this all-consuming, make me the center of your world kind of energy, and that scares people away because they don't want that. They don't want to feel like they become responsible for you. So stay in your own power. Stay in your own energy. Be who you are and let the other people be who they're being. Because there's no need to control it. There's no need to lock them up. There's no need to, you know, have something in writing after the third date saying that by 6 months' time they're going to propose, and within a year you're going to be married, and within 2 years you're going to have children. You know, you might have a life plan like that, but please don't try to impose that on anybody else, because you'll just be pushing the people away because all they see is obligation. And most people are not looking for obligation. They're looking for a connection. And they're looking for the love, the flow, the beauty of the relationship. And if all you're presenting is obligation, then they're not seeing any of the love, the flow, or the beauty, because there's too big of an obligation in the way. And one thing my guidance tells me is that this is really true about almost anything. You've known people who were all consuming when it came to something that they had set a goal for in their lives, and they're going after that goal and nothing else is important except that goal, and they work really hard and they achieve that goal, and then they look around and go, is this it? Because they made that goal so important that they actually forgot to live. And yet they achieve their goal, but then they find that they don't have anyone to share it with. They don't have any relationships because they toss that aside because they were achieving their goal. They've given up their life for their goal. And you don't have to do that. For one thing, you're not doing it alone. You can ask your guidance to assist you in achieving whatever it is that you want to achieve, and they will work with you. They will always work with you. But be prepared when you are working with your guidance. There are times when they will tell you to just leave it alone. There are times when they will tell you to go out and have some fun. And then there are times when you will be working steadily at achieving that goal. And when you are in that flow with your guidance, things, they become magical. Things that you thought would take you forever, just take a few moments. Things that you thought were impossible, just happen. So working with your own guidance really does make your life so much easier. It opens you up to the flow of love that is already right there, that is already within you. So let them assist you. Really let them assist you. It makes a world of difference. Like yesterday, I finally decided, okay, I'm going to get these websites in order. And that's pretty much what I spent the day doing yesterday. But by the end of the day, I had gotten everything to where I needed to get it. I had, you know, set up the PayPal buttons. I had set up the connections between different pages on the different websites. I had done all of these things that I had thought, oh gosh, this is going to take me months to do. And I did it all in one day. And it was easier than I expected. And I'm really happy with the results that I achieved. And it just reinforces for me the knowing that I can do anything. And if I let my guidance work with me, I can even do the impossible things. Because nothing is impossible for them. And so they take the impossibility out of my life and everything becomes possible. So it's just something for you to think about, especially if you're feeling like your life is impossible, that it doesn't work, that you have all of these problems. Start working with your guidance. Do the automatic writing if that's what feels right to you. start doing that. Start getting the answers that you're looking for. Start allowing yourself to have that deeper connection. A lot of people find that they deepen that connection by meditation. And if you're one of those people, then meditate. And meditate in the way that works for you. Not everybody can sit there with a candle concentrating on the flame or just breathing or whatever method it is. You don't actually have to stop doing everything in order to meditate. Most people actually enter a meditative state when they're driving, which I'm not encouraging you to meditate and drive, but just be aware of when what you're doing becomes automatically, and then there's a part of you that's just there, just being. Because that's what often happens when you're driving. There's a part of you that's actually paying attention, actually driving the car, but then there's another part of you that's in a different space. The same thing happens when you're doing anything that you've done over and over and over again that you don't really need to consciously think about. If you're a gardener, when you're gardening, you're probably meditating. There's probably a part of you that is doing the gardening work that you're doing and another part that's just being, just quiet. I find that I get that way when I'm washing the dishes. When I'm playing some of the solitary games on the computer, then I just kind of zone out. And I have conversations with my guidance while I'm doing whatever it is that I'm doing. So when I say meditating, I'm not necessarily talking about conventional meditation. I'm talking about finding what works for you and doing it. Now, if you just want to sit down and be quiet and connect with your guidance, then that's fine. If you're like me and you sit down and get quiet, connect with your guidance and fall asleep, then talk with them. Don't just be. Actually ask the questions. Actually have conversations with them. Invite them to come in to your sacred space. And everyone has a sacred space within them, so you can decide where your sacred space is. Go there. And invite your guidance to come and have a conversation with you. And since it's your sacred space and you're creating it, you can have these wonderfully comfortable chairs. You know, everybody can sit down. You can have food and drinks, whatever you want, because this is your creation. The important thing is that you go there and you connect so that you can achieve that understanding about your life. About what's important for you, about who you are being. And it feels so good when you reach that point of truly allowing yourself to be in that connection, truly allowing yourself to see what you are creating and understanding your choices. And they can open up your eyes to opportunities that you may not have been aware of. And they can help you to let go of things that you don't need to lug around with you anymore. They are no longer important in your life. And that's part of our evolution. We are opening up to an understanding of what is actually important in our lives. But it's up to you, and it's all there for you. And it's okay for you to make you important in your own life. So give it a try. See how it works for you. And remember that if you decide that you need some help, I do offer the free 20-minute discovery sessions. And if you go in the write-up for this show, it'll show you how to connect with my schedule and schedule your own 20-minute free session. We will do work throughout that whole 20-minute session, and you can experience the difference can make in your life. And you can also go to any of my websites, divinelyguidedhealing.com, infinityhealingforwomen.com, and divinelyguidedinfinityhealing.net, and find those buttons for scheduling your discovery session. And I do offer them free one time for anybody that wants it. So if that's something that really calls to you, go ahead and do it. Really, it is okay. I'm not going to require that you sell any, that you sell anything, that you buy anything or anything like that. It's a one-time only thing. And if you never want to talk to me again, you don't ever have to talk to me again. But it's an opportunity for you to get some clarity about the issues in your life, to start making a difference in your own life. And that's what it's all about. That's who you are. So start allowing yourself to really live your life and to embrace it. There's so much potential in each and every one of us. And we don't usually have any problem seeing the potential in other people, but we don't see the potential in us. And when you connect with your guidance, they're going to help you see your potential. They're going to help you to see your magnificence, your truth, your beauty, your light. And they will help you to allow all of it to come forth if you choose. Because you always have a choice. They never take away your freedom to choose. Okay, Friday's show, I will be working with the beautiful, amazing Queen Mother Goddess. She has such amazing wisdom to share, and she's more than excited to be on the show with us on Friday. So I invite you all to come and to join us and to learn the things that are going to be there for you to learn. If you have any questions for me, send them to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And don't forget, this is your life. This is your creation. And you are not alone. So start letting your guidance assist you. Be a part of what you are creating. I will talk to you on Friday. Have a wonderful, amazing week. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.